You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know, in Nigeria, if you're not a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer, you're considered a failure. So I didn't want to be a failure, so I wanted to be a medical doctor, partly to kind of please my parents, my family, and to follow that status quo in Africa. So come here to America, you know, I kind of got into hard times and I had to give up on my dream of being a medical doctor. And I started doing kind of, you know, weird jobs and stuff like that just to make ends meet. Every single business I've ever started in my life was because of a personal pain or frustration I had. I've never been one that go on Google or listen to gurus or what business to start. I would just solve my own pain. Yeah. And I figure if my pain is the same pain that millions of or thousands of other people have, if I solve it for me, then I can solve it for them. One of the things people miss out is that they feel like they need to be a Harvard graduate or have a PhD to be able to help somebody or make money online. Sometimes it's just story.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's as simple as, I used to be this,
yeah,
and here's what I learned.
Exactly.
So now let me help other people that are there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to help people from zero to one.
Yeah.
Don't try to help them from zero to 10. Exactly. Then you get overwhelmed if you're just starting out.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video.
All right, so welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Listen, we have Dr. Uyi Abraham in the building. He came to America with only $100 and a suitcase of clothes and founded Vonza.com, the first black-owned all-in-one software for entrepreneurs and creators to create and sell online courses and easily grow their business online. He grew Vonza.com from zero to 15,000 customers and $30 million in valuation in under 3 years. a highly sought after speaker, author, and business coach that has been featured on Forbes, CNBC, Black Enterprise, Fox, and now Inside the Vault. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Uyi Abraham. What's up, brother?
What's up, my guy?
What's going on,
good,
man?
Good, good, good.
Man, I'm excited about this interview because as we start to look at what's happening with technology, AI, everything that's happening in this space, we as the Black community are rarely in that space.
Yeah.
So to see, you know, a brother, somebody who looks like us, who is us, create a software that helps, you know, entrepreneurs and creators create these online courses. You know, you grew it to a $30 million valuation, which is awesome. It's refreshing to see. So I want to jump into what Vonza is. But before we even go there, for those who don't know, who is Dr. Uyi Abraham?
Well, thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to come on your show. I've been looking forward to it. And as you know, I'm a really big fan. And thank you for what you're doing for the culture, bro. I really appreciate that, you know. So I'm Uyi Abraham. So I was born and raised in Nigeria. So my story is very, very unique and amazing because I came to America a few years ago with only $100 and a suitcase of clothes. Wow. I came in search of the American dream. You know, in Nigeria, if you're not a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer, you're considered a failure. Mm. So I didn't want to be a failure, so I wanted to be a medical doctor, partly to kind of please my parents, my family, and to follow that status quo in Africa. So come here to America, you know, I kind of got into hard times, and I had to give up on my dream of being a medical doctor, and I started doing kind of, you know, weird jobs and stuff like that just to make ends meet. So that's been my story, you know. Mm. So from coming here, my first job, I was working at a movie theater, only making $6.15 an hour. Wow. I was that guy that would tear the tickets and stuff, you know. So from there to now, you know, God have really helped me and blessed me. So I've been able to create multiple businesses, including Vonza.com, which is the fastest growing, you know, all-in-one Black-owned software company out there. Mm. We went from zero to 15,000 customers and $30 million valuation under 3 years. Wow. And what we do really is that the coaching industry is really booming right now. And it's always been just that it just wasn't very open to Black people. We didn't know about it until like really the pandemic. Everybody now trying to be a coach, you know. Mm-hmm. But in other culture, coaching have been going on for years, yeah, from Tony Robbins, all these people making millions and billions of dollars. And so we wanted to make it easy for people like us, especially Black and brown entrepreneurs, especially to easily start and grow their business online. So what Vonza really does is that we simplify online business for entrepreneurs. So before Vonza, if you had to run a business online, you have to use multiple tools to do that. Mm-hmm. You have maybe Kajabi for your courses, mm-hmm, or membership. You have maybe Teachable for your courses. Then you have ClickFunnels for your funnels. Mm-hmm. You have Community for your community thing. You have Wix for your website or WordPress. Mm-hmm. Then you have all these different tools. You have a payment gateway. You know, it was messy. Mm-hmm. So we felt like, you know, that's not the best and effective way for people to start. Because one of the things, Ash, that's really holding back our people from launching into businesses, that we start listening to the gurus that tell them, oh, you need to do this, add this down, add this integration and plugin. It scares them. Right. So I wanted to solve that problem by making it easy for anybody with a knowledge, a skill, or expertise to easily start and grow any business online. So we created Vonza. And let me say one more thing, Ash, which is very amazing. We're also the only platform in our space that is giving out our software totally free. Mm. Because when we started, we saw a lot of brothers and sisters coming to us and say, you know what, I want to start, but your lowest plan is $99 a month, and you know, I don't have the money yet. You know, I'm afraid to start. Can I just start for free? After, you know, going back and forth with our team, I'm like, forget it, because we wanted to really make it easy for anyone to start and grow a business online. And we didn't want money or financial reasons to be a hindrance. Wow. So about a few months ago, we just created a totally free account, totally wow, free platform, so that you can have a free forever plan on Vonza. You know, the only thing is that if you make money on Vonza, we just take 10% transaction fee if you're on a free account. right? So at least you make money, we make money. If you don't make money, we don't make money, but use our software as free as you want. Then when you're ready to upgrade, or you don't want us to, you don't want to pay us any transaction fee anymore, then you can go on the paid plan. So I can go on and on, but I'm really excited about what we're doing. I'm really excited about the dream of, you know, coming with $100 and now building something that is helping thousands of people to feed their family, to put food on the table, and to just, you know, live the entrepreneurial dream.
I love that. And I you know, a lot of things to unpack, right? I love the fact that, you know, like you said, you created this platform, all-in-one platform that helps coaches and entrepreneurs, because, you know, I can tell you when I first started, you know, I've been in this, you know, financial education space for a while. But I want to say 2018 was the first time that I started to get into like the coaching space with like courses and things of that nature. And I remember how much of a nightmare was it. Like, it wasn't even ClickFunnels at the time. It was Infusionsoft.
Yeah. Right? Confusionsoft.
So I had Infusionsoft. I had Constant Contact
for your emails.
You know, text. Like, it was so much technology.
Yeah.
That I had to use. And I needed it, right? Because I needed to make sure everything kind of flows, and it became a nightmare. And then when, you know, when Zapier came on board and created, you know, integrations, it helped, but it would have been better had I had an all-in-one kind of software, because at the end of the day, you know, sometimes the Zaps, you know, might
they
not
break.
Connect, they break.
That was,
and,
that happened
and now
to
you have, you know, especially if you have volume, right? Yeah. You have a lot of people, you know, buying your products and services, and the Zap breaks, and now it becomes a nightmare, customer service nightmare. How did you get into technology?
Good, very good question. So what happened was that just this exact scenario you're just painting, bro. Oh, I'm liking this already, you know, because around 2019, so I was launching an online course and trying to teach entrepreneurs how to start a tax preparation business, because I also own tax preparation offices as well, because I've been a serial entrepreneur for many years. And then I was doing this launch, and I was using Teachable at the time and Kajabi for my course. Then I was using WordPress and all these different plugins for them to talk together. And in the middle of my launch, people were putting on the chat that the link is not working.
Wow.
It's breaking.
Wow.
Because the integrations misfired. The plugins was not working, you know. And so it was so shameful. I felt embarrassed that was happening. And I lost money totally on that launch. I spent a lot of money on ads, you know. Mm-hmm. And that night, I was so frustrated with technology. And I was like, okay, this is 2019.
Yeah.
And we can press a button on our phone and a taxi come that we call Uber.
Right.
You know, we can send a man to the moon, and you mean there's not one platform that can just easily, effortlessly help me to run my business online without doing all this messy technology stuff. Yeah. And at that time, there was really no all-in-one platform, because the mindset in technology at the time was that just be good in one thing and go deep.
Yeah.
They tell you to build vertical. If you're doing scheduling, Calendly, just only focus on one thing. Mm-hmm. MailChimp, only focus on email. So nobody was thinking of all-in-one at a time, you know? Yeah. So we were really the pioneer of the all-in-one platform. Now they're trying to do that, but from day one, we wanted the all-in-one platform to make it easy for entrepreneurs like me, like you, especially those just starting out, to just have one dashboard, one login, one email. Don't have to remember all these different passwords that having a team and all these different things. So your whole business is in one place. Mm. So it just saves you time, it saves you money, and also to take frustrations. So it was that frustration that allowed me to start Vons. And let me say another thing to help somebody out there. Mm. People reach out to me because, remember, coming to America, it's only $100 in suitcase. Of course, I've been broke, I've been poor, so now I'm rich. Mm-hmm. So I just launched a program called The New Rich, helping people becoming rich online, right? And one of the things people ask me is that, how do you start a business online? How do you create a coaching program or whatever? I always tell people, look at your own life.
Yeah.
Every single business I've ever started in my life was because of a personal pain of frustration I had. Mm-hmm. I've never been one that go on Google or listen to gurus or what business to start. I would just solve my own pain.
Yeah.
And I figure if my pain is the same pain that millions of or thousands of other people have, if I solve it for me, then I can solve it for them. Mm-hmm. So Vonza was because of my own pain, and then launching The New Rich, which I'm giving a free gift to everybody watching now. If you watch it right now, go to newrichworkshop.com, newrichworkshop.com. I'm going to give you a free ebook and also to a masterclass. You know, why did I launch this coaching program to help people to easily make $50,000 to $100,000 a month consistently? Because nobody wanted to teach me. Nobody wanted to help me. So that was a pain I had. So I was like, okay, if I can solve this pain for myself, I'm going to help other people to solve, you know, the same pain they have. So now I'm teaching people how to become rich online. They don't have to be smart. You know, they don't need business credit. They don't need 620 credit score. You know, you just need to have a skill or expertise. And if you don't, I can help you teach you how to extract that. And so you can help people and also to monetize your knowledge and your expertise.
Yeah, no, I love that. And one of the things that I actually like a lot is that, you know, everybody, I don't care who you are, right? So like, I help people write books, right?
Yeah.
And I always say this, I'm like, I don't care who you are, where you come from, what's your background. You could be, my daughter just graduated middle school.
Awesome.
My daughter could write a book about how to successfully
navigate middle school, right?
Because that's her experience. Yeah. She's an expert.
Exactly.
Based on what? Her experience.
Exactly.
And so the same thing goes for you, you know, as you're working with entrepreneurs and coaches. Anybody could become an entrepreneur. Anybody could become a coach because they have their information. They have their knowledge. There's somebody that they could, you know, they have a set of knowledges.
Even their story, too.
Exactly.
Because, gosh, one of the things people miss out is that they feel like they need to be a Harvard graduate or have a PhD to be able to help somebody or make money online. Sometimes it's just story.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's as simple as, I used to be this, and here's what I learned.
Exactly.
So now let me help other people that are there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to help people from 0 to 1.
Yeah.
Don't try to help them from 0 to 10.
Exactly.
Then you get overwhelmed if you're just starting out.
Yeah.
Sometimes just 0 to 1 that is necessary. Let me give you a short story. Mm-hmm. One of my students, you know, she's probably second person I helped to do $1 million in a month.
Mm.
Now, $1 million in a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is kind of my expertise now. So what was her story? She used to, you know, she grew up in a Christian home,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, they taught her not to drink alcohol wherever. So she, you know, started drinking and partying in school and stuff, and she became an alcoholic. And then kind of ruined her life and relationship with her family and everything like that, right? And then she learned, she didn't go through AA or any of these things, she learned how to overcome alcohol addiction, right? And when we met, I was like, okay, what's your story? What's your expertise? She said, oh, I don't have anything. All I do was I used to be a drunkard, but now I don't drink anymore.
Right.
I said, wow, that's a multi-million-dollar income right there.
Right.
She said, how? I said, okay, let's help you, right?
Wow.
So the same thing that I used to help her to make $1 million a day, which I'm giving this free ebook. I said, okay, imagine how many thousands and millions of people, Ash, that their life have been destroyed because of alcohol addiction.
Absolutely, 100%.
Imagine a mother of a 17-year-old that is grieving because his son became alcoholic and died in a crash because of alcohol intoxication.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could tell her or help her son to overcome that addiction before it killed him.
Mm.
I was like, how much do you think she would pay you for that?
Whatever she
said, anything.
Exactly.
She'll sell everything if her son will be alive.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that's how valuable your story and your knowledge is.
Yeah.
So I created a course and coaching program for her.
Mm.
And she sold it for $5,000.
Wow.
Right? We launched, and in one day, we got over, you know, if you do the math, over 500 sales.
Wow.
Right? So it was past $1 million
that
we did in just one day. And she's done now about $10 million, right? So because your knowledge, your story is powerful.
Yeah.
Whether you know how to sing, how to dance, how to do podcasting,
right,
how to do nails, how to do dancing, how to clean houses, how to In fact, one of my guys too just launched a coaching program in penis enhancement. You know, one guy too, you know, penis enhancement. You know, and the herbal way. So there's nothing.
And he didn't say pennies, y'all.
you know. So there's nothing. One another guy I'm working with now is how to seduce your way, right? So there's nothing that is not valuable to know how to package it. That's why I'm giving out this free book. Again, go to newrichworkshop.com ebook and masterclass, because you need to know how to take that knowledge, how to package it, how to extract it, how to sell it.
Right.
Because that's another thing people are missing. Exactly. Like, okay, I don't know how to get customers, right? Because nobody's really teaching them out there.
Yeah.
And I came with nothing, so I'm really good at teaching people how to make money online through organic methods, right? You can run ads later to scale, but how can you make your first $50,000, $100,000, right? So that's my expertise, and that's what I love to help people do.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a couple of things, right? It's like, I love the fact that because everybody has a story, anybody could do it, and I love the story about the young lady who did abuse alcohol, and the fact that she was able to make $1 million in a day through a coaching program is phenomenal. And that's a great testament that anybody could coach or be online. But the fact that, that you provide a free portion of it, I think that's the game changer too, because a lot of times when somebody's trying to figure things out, I think they say 70% of people in America are living paycheck to paycheck, right? And so there might be somebody out there who has a great idea but may not have the capital to start, but being able to, start with the free service is awesome. But you said something, you know, that was really profound around, people not being able to get customers, right?
Yeah.
How did you grow, right? In under three years. How did you grow from 0 to 15,000 customers? Like, that's not something small. Like, that's really, I know companies that have been in business for a decade and they couldn't do that, you know?
Yeah, very good question, you know. And one of the things that will help, you know, the audience to better appreciate what we've done in Vonza in under 3 years is that in our space, right, you know, there's not a lot of black entrepreneurs who have tech businesses. One of the reasons is because it's very, very expensive. And most people in our space that are doing well, they're all white boys, right? It's a white boys club. And so we have what we call VC, which is venture capitals, who funds them, but they don't fund us, right, for whatever reason. So for us, you know, how we grew Vonza.com is pretty much telling a story of what we do, how we help entrepreneurs. We're not VC funded, we're self funding. You know, I put $1 million of our own money into Vonza because I have to put my, how to put it, put your
skin in the game.
Put the skin in the game, you know. So through word of mouth, you know, serving our customers and also to podcasts have also helped us as well. You know, shout out to David Chance. I was on David Chance podcast maybe 2021, and the Black Brothers saw me on the show. We've only had two people who have given us some money, but they're not VCs, just regular people. And he saw us on the show and reached out to us and said, I love what you guys are doing. I understand tech. I know it's hard for black entrepreneurs to get funding. He flew down to Atlanta and he wrote us a check for 6 figures just to support the mission, but he also got equity too. Wow. Then another black brother did the same thing as well. So other than that, we've just been funded, self-funded, just using our customers' income as well to grow it. So just word of mouth. And also to podcasting and just really taking care of customers. That's what I've really helped. And solving a pain problem. Again, why would you want to pay for 12 tools when you can pay for one?
Exactly.
Why you want to deal with tech frustrations?
Right.
Why you want to deal with those other guys that want you to pay just to see if you like it?
Right.
But when you can just come to us and you don't have to pay us a thing. If you don't like it, you don't without your credit card. Nothing is, you know. So I think those things have also helped us to stand out as well in the marketplace.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think that, you know, one of the things that's important is that it's a low barrier of entry.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it's not something, again, you don't have to be a hard, you don't have to go to Harvard
exactly
to do it. What's the biggest mistake you would say though that you see entrepreneurs and coaches make when they're first starting out?
I think the biggest mistake will be one, probably I'll give three. Number one, they don't have a mentor or a coach to help them. It's hard when you just try to go out on your own and try and do it on your own when you don't have a mentor, a coach, or a blueprint that you can just follow and replicate, right? And I think the second biggest thing is that they don't know their customers, right? They just try to talk to anybody. And what I've learned is that if you try to talk to anybody, you will end up talking to nobody. Right? You got to know who your customer is. And that's one of the mistakes I made initially with Vonza, because I was trying to talk to everybody. So I was spending a lot of money on things that were not converting. But when I understood that, my people will support me more than other nationalities. Sadly, technology is very racial. A lot of people come to our platform, they see that the founder is black, they just that they can't trust it, right? But our people give us a, you know, fair amount of chance. Yeah. So now we started just targeting black entrepreneurs and people like us that will buy our story. They're not going to be biased against us. So targeting, knowing your target customer is very, very important. And the third thing I'm going to say is that you need to have a strategy. What is the strategy for? You can't do everything. You can't be on TikTok and be on Facebook and be on Instagram and Snapchat and LinkedIn. You can't do all. You got to focus on one platform and really go deep on it. Then you have to know where your customers are and how to reach them. What's that strategy? Is it going to be Facebook Live, Instagram Live? Is it going to be challenges, like 3-5 days challenges? Is it going to be webinar? Is it going to be, you know, you just got to figure out what that thing is and going on it. You can't just try to do everything. So if you can understand these things fast, it helps you to be successful faster. So that's why I'm really passionate to helping people start their coaching program.
I love it. And then what's unique about Vonza that makes it different from what's already out there, right? Because there's, you know, like you said, you know, you guys were first to the market. There are, you know, companies, ClickFunnels, they're trying to revamp what they're doing. There's other companies.
They're trying to copy us, bro.
Right.
Everybody's trying to be all in one now. It's funny because they used to say they only want to do funnels. But now you're trying to be all in one. And now, and if you see, it's messy. They'll get it right, though. But right now it's messy because it's hard to try to merge things together compared to something that from the day one we're built to be all in one. Now you're trying to
No, you've already gave me started, bro. It's a great point because because you know, as somebody who you know, I use ClickFunnels. I've made a lot of money on ClickFunnels, so I'm a 2CC comma award winner. They introduced a new version of it. And when they introduced a new version, I was like, oh, thank God, right? Because I was still using, you know, like ClickFunnels. I was still using Community. Like, I'm still using all of these different platforms. And so they introduced this ClickFunnels 2.0. And then I'm like, wait, this sounds like Vonza, right? So what, you know, what is that uniqueness in offer that makes, you know, you the platform that we all need to switch to?
I love it. I think the thing that makes Vonza the most unique and the most amazing is the simplicity of the software and of the design. Here's the rule in Vonza. Everything in Vonza from start to finish needs to be accomplished in under 60 seconds. If anybody cannot start and finish a thing in 60 seconds, then we need to improve on it. Right? I hate when technology is confusing or difficult to use. So we push every day to make it simple to use. So in Vonza, we give everybody two ways to do any single task on Vonza. Because we don't want people to be confused or to be looking. You know what it is? You know how it feels like to be looking for how to change the color to something? Or you're looking for, we don't want anybody to look for anything. So we give them two easy ways to do anything on Vonza. And we have this 60 seconds rule. I need to be able to go and create a course outline in 60 seconds, or we need to simplify the process. Then with Vonza, to make sure that everything is step by step, what is the natural progression of things? If I put my outline here, what's the next step that is natural? So that we want to save entrepreneurs, coaches, and creators time, money, and try to make it so simple. One of the things that sets us apart, like ClickFunnels and Kajabi, 9 out of 10, you didn't build your ClickFunnels account yourself. 9 out of 10, you have to hire somebody 100%. Or have a team. But again, why should you have to do that? Software should be so easy that even a six-year-old should be able to operate themselves, right? So especially when you don't have a team or you're just starting out, Vonza is just perfect for you because you can do everything yourself and don't have to hire a team or experts to help you do that. So to me, the biggest thing is simplicity. The second biggest difference will be we give more tools than this new only one in the black things. Mm-hmm. So we give you 12 plus tools from course creation to coaching to scheduling to email to funnels to forms to service to events to SMS to CRM, because we want to be the most complete, simple and yet powerful platform. We have people running $1 million days on Vonza, $10 million months on Vonza, $10 million years on Vonza. So we are simple but yet powerful enough to handle entrepreneurs, small businesses, and even enterprise customers as well. Wow. So in essence, my biggest joy is the UI, which is the design, the simplicity. Yeah. It's simple and powerful, but not overwhelming, right? Because overwhelming things, we just want to make simple. Simple and not overwhelming and clean and beautiful and it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And things are just natural, right? So that's what set us apart with those other guys that you have to spend a lot of money. They cost you an arm, a leg, and a little child.
Right.
And then you still have to hire people and you're still confused and you still have to have an expert to help you.
Yeah.
But Vonza is simple.
Yeah, no, I love that. And you said something earlier, right? I think that the online entrepreneur coaching space is getting a bad rap right now, right? I think about somebody like Tony Robbins, who's been my mentor from afar for years.
Yeah,
right? I've been watching Tony Robbins, we have similar energies, love his thought process. And I want to say close to 25 years now.
Yeah.
He's always, that community has always been in the coaching space. We sort of entered the space before the pandemic, right? But because I know a lot of, black and brown online coaches that were doing it prior to, but it seemed like the pandemic, kind of blew, it made it so popular in our community that it almost seems saturated, if you will. What do you say to somebody right now who wants to get into the coaching space, but in their mind, they're like, nah, it's saturated. It's not enough for all of us.
Good. Before I do that, bro, I got to give you a little shout out. You ask really good questions. How to pull out the right questions that bring the right, answers to help your audience. Thank you so much for that question. I really see your heart really helping the audience. I am in the middle of all this. So I see all the data and the statistics, The course creation thing is not as hard like it was, 2 years ago during the pandemic. What I tell people now is this: to survive, if you're just a course creator, especially, or in this industry, you have to go from general knowledge to specific knowledge. Mm. It's not enough to say, I do real estate.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Yeah. Okay, maybe my focus is...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, real estate investing,
yeah,
or multifamily, or single family, or funding real estate, or whatever. Specific knowledge is what is hard right now.
Yeah.
You have to go from just being a generalist, you have to go to something really niche, mm-hmm, that people can see exactly what you're going to help them to do.
Yeah.
So if you go specific in your knowledge and you go niche, there's always people that need help. Mm-hmm. So coaching is not going anywhere, mm-hmm, because people always need help. A coach is that person that helps somebody literally go from A to B, mm-hmm, zero to one. Mm-hmm. And as long as humans are still alive, people are always going to need a coach. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So one, you have to be specific in your industry, your knowledge, and go deep on it, right? Being the best at it or the well-known at it. And the second thing is marketing, mm-hmm, right? I think Grant Cardone, somebody don't like him, but one of the things I like about him, one of the things I heard about what he said was that it's not the best product that wins, it's the best, most marketed product that wins,
yeah,
right? So you have your specific knowledge, but you have to be well known.
Yeah.
You have to market. You have to, you know, build your audience, you know, because it's a marketing is a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
The more people you expose yourself to, the more potential customers you have.
Yeah.
If you are specific in your knowledge, good marketing, and of course, use the best platform on the planet,
right,
Bonza,
right,
to run,
right,
your business,
right,
and you get my free ebook that I'm giving to you in the show notes, you're not gonna lose.
Yeah. No, I love that because, you know, I think
I made 100K yesterday, so.
Wow.
In one day, so.
Nice.
So the market is too hot. It's
nice.
Just about what specific problem are you solving?
Yeah.
And do people trust you and believe you can help them?
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about it is that, like, there was a stat that I read that said the online coaching space is actually between now and 2026, I think it's at 200 and something billion dollars between now and 2026.
$325 billion.
Right. And it's going to grow to like something like $450 billion, right? And so I'm like, those are billions of dollars because people are always going to need information.
Exactly.
And if you have the solution and you provide that solution, you know, to the people that need it, and like you said, make yourself visible, because I think that's what's the most important, is that people who think things are saturated are the people who create it, but they did one post. They posted one time, right?
Yeah.
And they think, oh, well, I posted it and nobody bought. So
yeah. But you only posted one time.
Right. So it's saturated. It's not enough. While, you know, you just made $100,000 in one single day.
Yeah.
Right. To show us that it's not, you know, it's not saturated. So, like, what is the first step, right, for somebody who's watching, who, you know, wants to become an online coach? They don't know where they want to start, but they love what you're saying, and they're like, you know what, I could probably teach, but what's that first step? First thing they need to do.
Good. I mean, shameless plug. I'm yet to give free game, right? The first thing, get this free ebook and masterclass I'm giving at newrichworkshop.com. It's going to be right there because you need to know how to extract your knowledge.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to five things. Which one should you focus on, right? So you need to have a knowledge, and then the next thing is to know how to package it to serve your audience, right? And then once you know that, your marketing needs to be on point, your personal branding needs to be on point, right? Your delivery needs to be on point, right? Then you need to have a good software, honestly, like Vonza.com, to help you to run that business.
Yeah.
So once you follow these simple steps, right, you can go from literally struggling to making your first five or six figures online.
Mm.
It's not really complicated like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it is, right? It's really that simple. There's 8 billion people on the planet, and people need help.
Mm.
Every day people need help, right? Are you that person that can convince them, not even convince them, but persuade them through your lifestyle, your story, your marketing, whatever the case is, that you are the right solution for them? And if they believe you and they trust you, they're going to pay you whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. What does Vonza mean? Where does the name Vonza come from?
Woo! This man desires to say, what is it? What's it called, the award in your niche? Is it Tony or is it
media? It's an Emmy.
Okay.
Emmy award winning.
I'm going to recommend you for Emmy award.
Emmy award winning show Inside the Vault.
I'm going to recommend you for that, you know. So Vonza, I really don't know what it means, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because what happened was, I was thinking about the name for Vonza. Thinking about the name for this platform.
Yeah.
I was going to go by this name called Teach Slate, you know, and I was struggling with the name. I just feel like it was hard to say. I wasn't fun and sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that night, I was just laying on the bed. I just prayed to God. I said, God, I need a better name. And I just heard Vonza.
Mm.
I don't even know what it means.
Mm.
And I said, okay, God, if I should use the name Vonza, then I want, you know, you to prove it to me. It must be available in .com.
Mm.
I don't want it .net or .co or whatever. So I saw that somebody else already had the domain Vonza.com,
mm-hmm.
but it was for sale, and they wanted, you know, like five figures for it.
Wow, yeah.
You know, because the five-letter words. And so, and God just said, don't negotiate with it. Just pay it. So I called them, put on my American Express card,
wow.
and I paid it, and I own Vonza.com. So
wow.
I did some research on it. I think it's something exciting to go to a higher place and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm,
but honestly,
mm-hmm.
I just heard Vonza,
yeah.
and I saw somebody had a domain ready to buy it, sell it, and I just bought it.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. And so Google says,
all right, now.
Vonza means it's a name, right? It means responsible, reserve, dignified nature, able to find a certain amount of success.
Wow!
Right? And so for anybody who's looking, right, if you want a platform that's going to help you be responsible.
Uh-huh.
It's going to help you reserve your knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And help you do it in a dignified nature.
Uh-huh.
So you can find a certain amount of success. You need Vonza.com.
Hey, what's
Look
up,
at God.
I like that. You got to be my hype man
yes,
now.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so now let's talk about scaling a business, right?
Yeah.
Because I know in the coaching space specifically, because that, you know, that's what Vonza helps in that space. But I know in the coaching space, when you first start out, you know, you could hustle your way to six figures,
yeah.
right? You could have a lean team and really just be consistent and make a six figure, you know, salary or income, right? But when you start to now get to that next level,
yeah.
where you want to become a seven-figure business, not a hustler,
yeah.
There's some steps or things that you have to put in place to get to that seven figures. So talk to the coach right now or the entrepreneur who's stuck at five figures, who's stuck at six figures, and they're yeah. like, this is the year,
yeah.
right? 2023 is the year that I am going to generate seven figures or more in my business. What does that person need to do to get from point A, where they're five or six figure earner, to now getting to that seven figure plus?
Good question. So the first thing that you need to do, you need to work on you.
Mm.
Because if you're stuck in four, five, six, or even seven figures, you are the reason that you're not growing.
Mm.
John Maxwell calls it the law of the lead,
right?
If you grow, your business is going to grow. So
yeah.
the first thing you got to do, you need to grow.
Yeah.
The second thing is that you need to find a qualified coach or mentor that can help you, because the information is powerful.
Absolutely.
So what you don't know is holding you back,
yeah.
right? The third thing that you need to do, especially if you're trying to go from six or seven figures, you need to have a team,
mm-hmm.
right? Or you need to have the right people in your team to help you to grow.
Yeah.
One thing that is holding a lot of people back is that sometimes they try to do everything because they think they're saving money, but what they don't see is the opportunity cost of trying to do everything. But if you grow, that's what I've done in my businesses too. Every time I've hired the right person into my team, my income grows
yeah.
because it frees my time, for example, right? Then I also have people who are specialized in certain things to, you know, to take care of that thing so I can do what I'm best at doing.
Mm.
So, but the first thing is you. You have to figure out what's holding you back. It could be your mindset. It could be fear. It could be insecurity. It could be even be the fear of success. You're scared of being successful because you feel like you're not going to know yourself when you're successful,
yeah.
right? So you are the person. And every time I feel like I'm stuck, I don't try to look at external things, I look internally.
That's good.
I ask, okay, what is it about me that is holding me back from that next level?
Yeah.
What is it about me that is holding the right clients to be attracted to me? So like, you're big on abundance. What's it about me that is holding back this abundance that God has to me, the abundance that is my birthright, right? So you are that first person.
Yeah.
And when you're honest with yourself and you figure it out and you invest in yourself, like one good way is watching a good podcast like this, right? You're going to see that, you're going to figure out what that next thing is, and you're going to get to that next level.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, as somebody, you know, $100,
and a suitcase of clothes,
homeless at one time,
yes,
right? Was there ever a time where you were afraid of success?
Yes. I had two things. Mm-hmm. One, I had the fear of success, or called imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Then I also had poverty trauma. Because growing up in Nigeria, we were middle class. I was being raised by my grandma. Then she lost her eyesight because of diabetes. So if you're watching right now, take off your sugar. Diabetes is one of the silent killers in the black community. So take off your sugar. So my grandma eventually got blind, and then her income dropped so bad that to the point that I had poverty trauma with food because we couldn't just eat whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
I remember growing up that the only protein in a meal would be one boiled egg split into four places so that every child can have one piece of one-fourth of one boiled egg.
Wow.
I don't ever remember growing up and having a full chicken thigh or chicken leg, you know, except it was Christmas, Easter, or maybe some special occasion, which was very, very rare.
Yeah.
You know, so meat and protein was very, very rare. So coming to America, I had that poverty trauma. I felt guilty when I would go out or, you know, I'll go out and, you know, and there's food.
Yeah.
I felt guilty. I felt like I didn't belong. It took years for me to overcome that poverty trauma.
Yeah.
You know, whereby, you know, I'm so afraid of spending money. I'm so afraid of investing because I knew the pain of the trauma of not having enough.
Right.
I remember one time somebody came to visit me. I was single then, and this good girl was dating one time. She brought, you know, I think $100. At that time, $100 was a lot of money. So she went to $100 and bought food in my fridge. And then when I opened the fridge and I saw food there, I had trauma. I couldn't touch it. I felt like, you know, I felt like something was wrong because I'm used to either a white fridge, you know. So it was hard for me. So I have to consistently overcome the poverty trauma and imposter syndrome.
Wow.
And I wish I could tell the viewers that it's something you can overcome in a day. It's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to fight. It's a battle you fight all your life or you fight for a very long time.
Yeah.
Even to today, I still feel imposter syndrome sometimes.
Yeah.
I have to start talking to myself out of it. I still
feel... But you have imposter syndrome in the Rolls Royce, though. So I need to borrow that. Man,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So next time I get imposter syndrome, I'll be in the Rolls Royce.
Yeah. God have really helped me. You know, my first car was a Joe Metro that would overheat. You know, to not only got myself a Rolls Royce, but my wife's birthday, I got her our own Rolls Royce too. And I mean, we do millions of dollars a year, and I'm grateful to God.
Yeah.
But the world, that's an interesting thing. Just like you can be a comedian and still be very sad on the inside. You can be entertaining people and still be depressed on the inside.
Wow.
Right? So you can drive Rolls Royce and Bentley, which I have, thank God.
Yeah.
But yet you still feel a little bit insecure. You still feel a little bit imposter syndrome sometimes.
Right.
You still feel with that poverty trauma. You're so scared to do certain things because you know.
I'm glad you said that, right? I'm glad you said that because I think that people who experience poverty, because I don't think anybody's poor, right? Because you know the great I am, right? So ascribing poverty to you is a sin, right? Because abundance is your birthright, and so we're made in the image and likeness of God, right? And so I think that nobody's poor, but they're experiencing poverty, right? So for anybody who experiencing poverty, I think that as they're experiencing that poverty, they may believe that money, material things, will help them help how they feel.
Yeah.
But I can attest to it. So I'm glad you said this, but that's not the answer.
Exactly.
Right. Like you could literally have it all and still feel empty.
Wow. You know, last night I was watching with my wife on, I think it was on Netflix, Anna Nicole Smith. Mm-hmm. She used to be very popular.
Yeah.
When she was young, her dream was to be on Playboy. Mm. Her dream was to be on the cover of Playboy.
Yeah.
Her dream was to be wealthy. Yeah. Her dream was to date a wealthy person. And guess what? She got every single thing she dreamt of.
Yeah.
But yet she was still empty on the inside.
Yeah.
And had to resort to pills and medication and substance abuse.
Yeah.
Eventually, she died of the claim accidental overdose, right?
Right.
So you could be, you know, you could have all the money and success, but you still feel empty.
Yeah.
Is it not Robin Williams too? Mm. That is this funny guy,
like
happy
comedian,
guy,
like
comedian,
you said, right?
Making people happy, but you're not happy.
Wow, right.
Michael Jackson will make people happy, but was not happy and couldn't sleep.
Right. Right.
Couldn't sleep. I have to depend on medication and drugs to sleep.
Yeah.
That's from the irony of life. So if you're out there and you feel like money is going to solve all your problem or help you with mental health or emotional issues, it's not.
Yeah.
You know what is worse? It's better to be poor and have hope of happiness than to be rich and be depressed.
Mm.
Because if you're poor and you're depressed, at least you have hope that, okay, maybe if I'm rich one day, I won't be depressed anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you are rich and depressed, there's nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. You don't, there's no hope whatsoever because nothing else can take it away.
It's funny you say that because that's like, you know, you said Robin Williams, Anthony Bourdain, like all these people that on the outside you see
Anthony Bourdain,
who have these fabulous life, but
they
then
have money too.
They commit suicide and like they take themselves out. What's the solution then to that, right? Like how do you, you know, and so, because here's how I see what people do, right? Like you said, I love that analogy where it's better to be poor with hope than to be rich and depressed, right?
Yeah.
And so now there's somebody who's experiencing poverty. They have hope, right? They get to this level that they thought, you know, was going to make them happy. It doesn't make them happy.
Yeah.
How do they get to a level before the money, preferably, where they have that attitude of gratitude, where they know that their life means something, that there is a life of purpose, where they don't feel like an imposter. They understand that they deserve everything that God has promised them. Like, how do you get to that space inwardly so that when it comes, you can enjoy it?
Good. The bad news is that that place is not going to come overnight, especially depending on how deep that hole is in the soul of that person.
Yeah.
And sometimes that hole can be caused by rejection, can be caused by abandonment issue or trauma, whatever the case is, right? That's the bad news. But the good news is that you can always improve.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the sad thing too, which a lot of people don't want to talk about. Some people will never be fully healed in this lifetime.
Mm.
But we all can strive to be better every day and to be functional.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is to be true to yourself.
Yeah.
That the hurt, the pain, the trauma, whatever it is you're dealing with, that nothing physical, nothing material can help you.
Yeah.
Right? So then once you know that, then you just need help. Mm. Right? Could be to a therapist, a counselor, and most importantly, to the mind work you need to do.
Yeah.
The
that's
personal
most
work.
For sure.
Yeah, you have to do that personal work. You have to, whether it's affirmation, like reading your book, abundance, you know, affirmation, mindset changing, and that personal work, that's the main thing you gotta do.
Yeah.
Nobody can do it for you.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
And just, you know, stay in that place of hope and gratitude, those things help as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's important also to always remind yourself of your purpose, you know, and like talk to God, right? Regardless of what your faith is, you know, talk like God is within you.
Yeah.
Right. And every day you should be talking to God. You should be tapping in. You should be, you know, asking God to guide your footsteps. And I think that, you know, Wayne Dyer once said that when somebody ego means edging God out. right? And so a lot of times, you know, we operate in our ego, and when we're operating in our ego, we're edging God out, and that's how we, you know, we're swaying and you know, not, you know, that's how we feel like an imposter. That's why we get, you know, we not focus on what God put us on this earth to be, you know. And so Vonza.com, you know, everybody, make sure y'all tap in, y'all, you know, use the platform, get the ebook, right? Yeah. What can somebody, so it's a free ebook, right? Yeah. So hit the link, we got the link in the description below. What can somebody expect from this ebook? And I do have a question too about AI, artificial intelligence, yeah. right? Because, you know, your ebook is gonna give them great information. But like you said, information is out there, right?
Yeah.
But now with like artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. it almost seems like, well, what do you need a coach for? I could easily ask ChatGPT, yeah. you know, how do I overcome imposter syndrome? And maybe it'll give me, you know, the solution.
Yeah.
How are you integrating AI into Vonza, if you are? And then how do you think that AI is going to shift the coaching space, if you will?
Very good question. So we're already using AI in Vonza, and we're also developing that technology stronger and stronger every day. So right now we use AI in our tracking. Mm. So when you use Vonza for your business, AI really gives you detailed tracking of your customers, of your visitors, their geography, their age, their range, your potential customers, kind of give you some guide on who you should better target so that you can be more effective in your marketing. But now we're also building an in-house AI tool, which we're going to nickname soon, that can also help you with your content as well. Yeah. So let's say you want to create a coaching program. All you have to do just to put in the name and some little information of that coaching program or course, whatever, and the AI tool will just automatically kind of write your outline for you and build your course outline and build your description and say why people should buy it and stuff. Just saves you time and money.
Wow.
And we feel like we're going to also expand on that too. Where I want us to get to with AI with Vonza is that you come, you create an account that the AI can pretty much just figure out what you should do next on Vonza. I can predict. We call it predictive behavior.
Yeah.
So we see what you do the first time and then we can predict how you're going to do other things and we just go ahead. AI will just go ahead and just kind of do that for you. Because what AI really does is that it really just saves time,
yeah,
and also to just kind of dust things better. But yes, why AI would never replace coaching, because AI cannot be specific. Mm. It can tell you 10 ways to lose weight, mm-hmm. but it doesn't know your exact weight. It doesn't know what your exact.
It doesn't know that I got 180 pounds of.
Muscle, right? Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't know that specific things, right? So maybe AI will get better to that knowledge, but there are just some things that AI just cannot think in a very diverse way, like a human can, that can really make things very specific to you, where you are, where you need to do right now. So AI will just help to enhance everything, but there'll still be humans. Like AI will never completely replace cashiers at Walmart. People think it will never be able to completely, because it's always going to be scenarios, million scenarios that AI cannot fathom, that is going to take a human brain to say, okay, this, let's do it this way, let's do it that way, right? So AI will enhance, but there are certain things AI would not be able to do, at least for the next 100 years, that only a human brain will be able to do.
Yeah, no, I love it. Would you ever, right, $30 million valuation, would you ever sell Vonza?
Not thinking about it right now. The guys in our space, they are at $1 billion. Some of them you've already mentioned earlier. Yeah. They are $2 to $5 billion, so we see that the space is too young.
Yeah.
And we're only at 30 million right now, so the goal is the next 5 years or so to get at least $100 to $1 billion in valuation.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to be the first Black-owned platform in this space to hit $1 billion in valuation.
Yeah.
And so to do that, we need to help at least a million people on our platform.
Yeah.
So that's why we're making it easier for anybody to start totally free, because we need 1 million entrepreneurs, coaches, and creators using Vonza for their business, and we believe that will help us to I mean, we don't need a million, but that would help us to hit $1 billion valuation faster. Yeah. So maybe when we get to $1 billion, then I mean, consider selling or doing some other. Because I also want to do banking too. So yeah,
talk about that. You want to do banking?
I want to own bank.
Start your own bank.
Yes. Wow. Yes. A real bank.
Yeah.
Not this funky internet stuff we've been talking about. Right. Yeah. Because this is the thing about banking. Banking is the only organization, so to speak, that you can legally but not ethically make money from the same customer's money five different ways, and is legal.
Yeah.
Right? So if you think about the math and the dynamics of that, it's a very, very fascinating industry.
Yeah.
You know, you put your money in the bank, right? But if you want to borrow from that bank, they charge you interest on your money. They charge you for late fee. If you borrow a loan against your own money, they charge you origination fee, they charge you closing fee,
right?
You know, they charge you transfer fee, you know, depending on, if at one bank now, they charge you if you receive Zelle from that bank. Some others do it free, they charge you 1% for that.
Wow.
So a bank have minimum 5 ways to make money from you. So when you think about that, there's no other industry where you can make money from a customer up to 10 times. Mm. From one customer up to 10 times. And so I've always been fascinated about banking. So I own a Christian university, I own a tech company. The next big thing I want to do is to own a bank. And let me say right now to that black brother or sister watching right now, let's move beyond just the 6, 7, 8 figure industry that is booming right now in the black culture.
Yeah.
Let's think bigger. Yeah. I want to see black people own tech companies, own banks, own hospitals, own trade unions, own banks, own schools, own universities, like big things, like other cultures. They're thinking about to send somebody to the moon.
So no more t-shirt line? I'm gonna start a t-shirt line. No disrespect to
anybody. Let's leave that alone. Because you said about abundance is everybody's birthright.
Yes.
So abundant thinking is solving big problems.
100%.
We all have one life to live.
Yeah.
Use your one life to solve the biggest problem possible.
Yeah.
There's enough people selling t-shirts and books and chewing sticks and toothbrush on that. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But I want to see more black people think like some of these white boys, I'm sorry to say, think.
Yeah.
They're thinking about nuclear things now, taking people to space.
Right.
Owning what do you call VC corporations. It's not a lot of black VCs or funding houses and what's it called now? Morgan Stanley. There's a word for them now.
Hedge funds.
Yeah. Right? We need to be thinking like that.
Yeah.
Right? Why were kids always thinking about, I want to be rapper, entrepreneur? Nothing wrong, or artist, or baller. Nothing wrong with that. Entertainers, right? Yeah. Let's start encouraging our children to say, you know what? You can be a nuclear physicist.
Yeah.
You can be the next one that can take people to space or take AI or some. Why is it black people not always in that mix?
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to solve big problems with my life. Mm. That's why I have a university. I own a tech company, Vonza.com, and soon, once we get to a certain number, maybe $100 million in valuation, I want to own a bank. Because if a white boy can do it, a black boy can do it better.
And pick up the book, right? Reginald Lewis, why should white men have all the fun? That's exactly what he talks about, is mergers and acquisitions, thinking big on that next level, get that $1 billion valuation, you know?
Why not? If they can do it, we can do it better.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Dr. Uyi Abraham in the building, Vonza.com. I appreciate you, brother. It's a pleasure to be in your presence, to really, you know, see everything that you've done as somebody coming here with meager, you know, means and being able to, you know, create a few multi-million dollar companies. Again, tell people where can they find you, where can they get the free ebook. We're going to put all the links on the bottom, but please tell people when they can find you.
Thank you, though. I got to say one more time.
Yes, sir.
It's been a fantastic interview. You really brought out a lot of good things in me. Thank you. I look forward to doing this again soon.
Yes, sir.
Then also to everybody, thank you for watching. So please get this free ebook. I learned something from Alex Omozi, and he said, give your best stuff out for free. And that's what I do. So I really give out really good stuff for free. So go right now to one place. Go to New Rich Workshop, newrichworkshop.com, and get this free ebook. And also a masterclass I'm giving to you that will teach you how to go from zero to your first six, seven figures. And to get more specifically, my real passion and goal is to start help you just starting out, build a coaching and consulting business that can help you do $50,000 to $100,000 a month passively. So go right now to newrichworkshop.com and get this free ebook. And you can follow me on social media too, Uyi Abraham on all social media platforms.
All right, y'all.
And go to Vonza.com and get your free Vonza account and start making money online.
That's it, y'all. Make sure y'all go to Vonza.com, set up that free account. They got a paid account. Make sure you tap in, you know, get your coaching business started. We are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. You can find us at Inside the Vault on all media platforms. Follow us everywhere. Go to our website, InsideTheVaultShow.com. Also, make sure you join the Abundance Community. Go to AbundanceCommunity.org. You know, Dr. Uyi has some behind the scenes, some gems that he didn't drop on this show that's exclusively there. So go to AbundanceCommunity.org. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at IamAshCash. And I will see you next time for another awesome episode of Inside the Vault. Same time, same place, in God's will. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.